It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to get to an important part from yesterday's Astros game here in a second, but want to also let you all know that we're a proud partner with the Texans Children's Houston Open happening at Memorial Park golf course this weekend. You can catch Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Tyler Milner, Sterling Milner. You can catch them all. They'll all be out there, and many, many more of the PGA Tour's best are on the course right here in Houston at one of golf's best venues in the country. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and ticket information, head to tchouopen.com for more. That's tchouopen.com for more. Tyler's going to be out there.
Be a good time to get out there, boys. Scottie Scheffler posted 8 under today.
Where's he at now?
He's in the lead, 11 under, done for the day. There's a Canadian, Taylor Pendrith, is 10 under right behind him. You look at the guys in the top, Scottie Scheffler, Gary Woodland. Is he?
Yep.
Is he really? I didn't know that. Tony Finau's up there, 5 under. You know, it drops off and gets into single digits pretty quick there after you get past about 3 guys. So somebody's going to have a hell of a Saturday, Sunday to catch Jason Day's up there. Somebody's going to have a hell of a day to catch
Scottie.
Catch Scottie, yeah.
What's his lead again? How many strokes?
He's 11 under. And you got one guy at 10 under, one guy at 8 under, a handful at 7 under. Everybody else is 5 strokes back going into Saturday.
So Tyler is continuing his Houston sports tour of the week. What's the game plan for you and Sterling tomorrow? Are you following a group? Are you picking a hole? What's the game plan?
I'm guessing we'll probably have a strategy similar to what we did last year. We don't really follow too many guys. Last year we followed Scheffler, you know, there for a bit just because dude is so damn good at golf. It's a marvel to see. So we'll probably follow Scottie for a little bit. But then we got that venue hopper. So we like to hop between the different par threes, those greens where they got a party going on, and then head on over to the suite.
Oh, you
can go. You got
you can go in any party you want to.
I can go any party I want to tomorrow.
Oh man,
yeah, I'm nervous. I need my voice.
I'm gonna tell you, go to 15, the party hole, and the one directly where the ball is getting hit directly at you, and get on one. See if you can get on one. I doubt you, unless you get there early. Get on one of them bar top tables right there.
Hell yeah. We're trying to get out there by about probably 7:30 a.m.
Oh,
in the morning.
Oh yeah, full day marathon, baby.
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't pay me.
We keep it 100.
I mean, that's what we did when it's very critical. We were out there about 8, about 7:38 when I went to the PGA.
On a Saturday?
PGA Championship. We did.
I mean, you say you're going to be out there at 8 o'clock watching.
We did it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You're going to be watching these cats down here about 1 under. I mean, who are you going to watch at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, but you got to get spots. You got to get spots, and you got to get – that's hey. No, it's very important. Like, if you go – We tried that first day. We tried to follow Tiger's because it was like Tiger, Rory, and I think Keegan Bradley was in the group.
Rory's 2 under through 6, by the way, so he's got a chance to make up a little room.
But they were in a group, and we decided to follow that first day. And that was like Disney.
Hit 22,000 steps.
It was like Disney, and then you weren't getting good spots because everybody's picking spots. We learned to do is, man, let me get a good hole where I can get about three, where I can see about three of them at once.
Real close to the drink stand?
Yeah, close to the drink stand. Well, that was a crazy thing, but we were close to a
backyard.
The guy was giving those $10 beer cans is what we was paying for, but it felt right. It felt right. Yeah, I saw your boy John Daly, boy. I was like, oh, he really just... He smokes darts. And that wasn't
one after another.
He's just smoking them jokers.
I don't know if he always did it, but my time following John at events and obviously just being around him is he does not change one bit for the tour.
Not at all. It never has. It's always been that way.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me one bit if there ain't something in that bag that's in that cup that's not.
You go to Getty Images, you put in John Daly. Like his career, like multiple pictures out on that course, just dart.
Yeah,
he's loading them up. All right. Well, that'll be a fun event, and we're proud partners with the Texas Children's Houston Open. Tyler, I'm sure we'll have a great time out there. As good a time as Scotty Scheffler and Rory, I'm sure.
Hopefully, I don't get arrested.
Rory dropped a shot.
Oh, hopefully, you
dropped
a
stroke, man.
Yesterday, though, opening day. You couldn't have dreamt up really a better performance from your starter yesterday. Framber Valdez goes 7 innings. You were out there for that, Tyler. 7 innings, no runs, and he got stronger as the game went on. And when you're looking at the very first start of the season, I mean, I wonder if any other pitchers went 7 innings yesterday, and Framber looked like, you know, he was. He's in ace mode, and the question to me when I look at that long term is, will Framber be the guy? Will Framber Valdez be the guy that breaks through and gets paid big money from Jim Crane?
I'm gonna go out and let him say no.
You don't think he'll be the exception? I guess the exception has been Altuve, kinda, even Bregman. They were potentially going to put stuff out there, but obviously that's not the number that they were wanting to hit. Is Framber going to be the one? Because they just haven't done it. And Clint, you started looking, and I feel pretty good to say, Clint, he is going to put together a season that is going to have him command top dollar.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be. I know there's been some frustrations with Framber, and again, I'll just say, go look at the end of his years every year. And he is a top 10 Cy Young Award finalist. He's clearly the best starter on the team. That's been the last several years. And Clint, I get the feel that he's gonna probably put together, which this team needs and will welcome, closer to that 2022 season when he finished top five in the Cy Young.
You said it yesterday, man. Contract year's undefeated. I mean, he goes out there, and let's be honest, he went 7 innings, was literally stronger in the 7th than he was in the first through the 3rd. He could have went 8 or 9, and he could have won a complete game last night if they wanted to. I mean, now obviously you wouldn't do that coming out of the gate, but the fact that he went 7.
His pitch count was...
Yeah. The fact that he went 7 out of the gate on opening day is impressive. I mean, he's got a hell of a start to put together a monster year, no doubt. Look, I think a couple of things factor in the question being is you know, Framber Valdez he's gonna pitch his way into a top of the market deal. Is that something Crane would do? I don't think there's any chance. I think You look at how he's handled superstars, up-and-coming guys of late, position players and pitchers, and then you look at the success that they've been able to have at the All-Star break of bringing in Verlander. Before that, it was Greinke. I mean, it's just they seem like those caliber guys are always available. The Astros have had luck with them. Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti and Ronnie El Blanco and all these youngsters are appear to be coming. Who knows what Lance McCullers is going to do? I just don't see it happening.
So you think that he's going to fall into the category of losing him for and not really getting anything in return? See, that's what has made the Kyle Tucker thing, at least bearable, right now. Yeah, because not only you get in return, you got three guys that are going to be playing in, you know, big roles, right? You got two starters, everyday starters up to this point, and then you got a guy in the rotation. I would assume.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Boom, Framber. Like, they ain't going to trade him in the middle of the season, especially if they're in contention. And so you're going to potentially lose him for not. That's like, he would be the one, right? Like, 31 years old, the ace thing. I guess maybe they're banking on baby. Hey, come on, Hunter. Your time. Take over this bad boy. See if we can get you early. Yeah, I just...
Well, that coupled with their ability to go get a veteran, proven, championship-caliber starter at... I mean, when they've needed it the most, I think there's probably a level of confidence there that they could do that again as well, if need be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, boy. I was hoping, because he's going to put together a year where it's going... And it is almost going to feel like, damn, we really going to let him go?
Yeah. I hope not.
Like, we really going to let him go?
The Astros are obviously, that rotation's a lot better with him in it. But, yeah, I don't see
it. You don't see it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyler, you think Framber breaks the mold? You think Framber?
I think it's possible.
You think you're
more. I lean more towards that it's possible than not.
Yeah. So you're clean.
They just value those arms way too much. Not saying they're going to do it 100%, but I think it's very possible.
Have they paid a guy?
Who is...
Lance got 80.
Is Lance probably the longest contract they've given out?
They gave Javier a new deal, didn't they?
They gave Javier... We're talking about a different plan.
Right. I got you.
They gave Verlander big money short term.
Yes.
But...
Yeah.
I'm not sure... I'm drawing a blank. What's my man with the big beard? Did they pay him?
Keuchel?
Yeah, Dally.
I'm not sure. He ended up going to the White Sox, I think. So I don't know what happened there. It's been so long.
I mean, I'm
hungover.
I guess the overall point is they may have paid somebody somewhere along the way, but I mean, Fromber's, I mean, you're talking top of the market long term.
No, we're talking.
I mean, you're talking 6 years.
Probably 6 years. 200 something.
Yeah, I mean
that's different.
We're not
to Javier.
Yeah,
they'll sign the Javier. $80 million, they'll sign the Javier McCullers deal with him right now.
Yeah, we'll give that to you right now.
Yeah,
And I don't think Javier is going to take a
Framber. Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think Framber is going to take a 2-3 year deal.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas Keuchel, he may not have got paid, but he's a good decision maker.
He didn't get paid, but he had it made, didn't he?
Shout out to Kelly Nash, good decision maker for old Dallas Keuchel. Don't look her up, Todd.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.